Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. I'm Dr. John Cook, your host. We are continuing now our series on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation. Our study today brings us to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14 through 22. I'm going to show you what God has to say to the church in Laodicea. We'll consider the application of this letter to that local church, that literal local church that it was written to. We're going to look at what it says to the church age that it speaks to, and to the same type of church that we find in our midst today, and perhaps to something that might be called a church in the tribulation period, and it might speak to them. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14, we begin our study on the final church addressed by the Lord in Revelation. Look how the Lord identifies himself to the church of Laodicea. You notice he's identified himself in a different way with each church. It says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." The church in Laodicea is the most disappointing church of the seven. For this is a church that the Lord can find nothing to commend about it, nothing good to say about it. It is, in fact, the church that is known for being the church of the people's rights. As the word Laodicea is a compound word meaning the rights of the people. Imagine, if you will, that we are, in fact, talking about the church that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, his rights, the Lord's rights, are not considered. Only the rights of the people are considered. It's interesting that this is the church that represents the church age that we live in. It's called the Laodicean church age. This is the church that we find the Lord Jesus Christ on the outside knocking for admittance. He's locked out of his own church. This church age began roughly around 1900. It has increased at a breathtaking pace. It is an apostate, ecumenical church age that is represented by the Church of Laodicea. And it certainly is a description of the church age today. The Lord identifies himself to this church saying, "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Now the word Amen is a word of finality. So it signifies that Christ is the final truth. Dr. Merrill C. Tinney once made this statement, "Christ is the seal of God's revealed truth, the finality of all that the Lord has spoken. Beyond him, God has nothing more to say to man." And certainly, God spoke through his Son, according to Scripture. Look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Look it up in your Bible. Don't believe me. Look it up in your Bible. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the Word who speaks the final word concerning the Laodicean church. Notice he says he is the faithful and true witness. He can't lie. We've seen already in Titus 1 and verse 2 that God cannot lie. And Jesus is God. He cannot lie. In him is no darkness at all. The Savior knows the end from the beginning. There's nothing hidden from him. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." How are you going to hide anything from the eyes of Almighty God? That is an impossibility. And yet man tries to hide.